So we'll do the Maimer Birah Hanau. This is on the previous Maimer, on the second Zohar Hashem Shabbos Lekachoy. So this is a Birah Hanau. It's here on page Ayin Beis, column Aleph. And in this Maimer, the Rebbe is going to just articulate and bring out different points of the that we discussed earlier. And basically, that what happened to Matan Torah, there was a special koyach given to the Yidden, what they should accomplish through the Torah mitzvahs to bring down the level of seviv kol almim malo kol almim. The Rebbe is going to begin to explain over here. When the Eibishter created the world, he set up the world in a certain level in which how much seviv kol almim came down to malo kol almim through a tzimtzum, to a great contraction, which was the formation of the world. But then the Eibishter left it up to the Yidden, that through their mitzvahs, through the Torah, and that's they received the Matan Torah, they will bring down more from the level of Mimah Seviv Kol Almim into the level of Malach Kol Almim. That stafka can be accomplished by Yidden and not by Malachim. That's why when the Malachim wanted that, it doesn't help. It's a special gift that the Eibishter gave to the Yidden, and that's why if you have a goy who will learn Torah, he's not going to accomplish anything, because it's not just in the Torah itself, it's something within Noisan HaTorah and the Koyach HaMatan Torah that the Yid have. So that's also the I guess the general outline of the Maimer. So let's look inside. Biral Hanal Hinei Lohovin Shedish Inyan Matan Torah VeKabolas HaTorah Ma'inyono, to understand the root of the concept, what is Matan Torah and receiving of the Torah? Ma'inyana, what is the idea behind it? What is it exactly? Hinei. Kol ha-Torah mitzvahs hem b'chinas yichud Eirin Sof Baruch Hu Ba'olamos. The entire Torah mitzvahs, that's the unity of the Ein Sof, the infinite, in Bar Blessed Infinite, in the world. So which means to bring down the Ein Sof into the finite, into the world, like we say, before every time we do a mitzvah, we say l'shem yichud, kutshu b'richu. We're trying to unite the kutshu b'richu with the shechinta, that is the sevu kolam m'mal kolam. The haynu b'chinas yichud ilah v'yichud tato, that is the supreme yichud, which means the level of Sevu Kulam, their concept, their Yichud of the Ein Sof, from their perspective, is a much higher level of Yichud. It's a level of Yichud Eiloh, it's a higher understanding. And we have Yichud Teto, in other words, we're a Metzias, and then we are bottled to the Eibishter, but we want to connect that Yichud Eiloh should be in Yichud Teto. Li is Hashpoh, Mebchina Sevu Kulam, Mebchina Sevmal Kulam, so that there will be a flow, a Hashpoh, extended from the level of Sevu Kol Almim to the level of Mimalu Kol Almim. Ukumeshi Kosov, the Pasuk says, V'nasati gishmeichem bi'itom, v'hoyim shomoya, v'nasati mitaratzim. So you see, Hashem says He's going to give the rain in time, and it will be, if you're going to listen, then I will give the rain of your land. So the question is, the Eibishter already had nature. The Eibishter said he's going to give the rain, and according to nature. So, what does it mean? V'hoyo im shemoya tishmu, that if you're going to listen, the Eibishter is going to give you the rain. So, what it means is that there is a set amount lachatchila which is destined. But then, if you want to add to it, that comes through the Torah of Mitzvah. Similar idea, when we have the level of Memalu Kol Almim, the Oyer, that is already destined, L'chatchila, the way the Eibishter created it, that's at one level. But if you want to increase, should be even a Sati Gishmeichem, to give more rain, to give more Hashpoah, that comes through the Torah of Mitzvah. Agam Shekvar Bris Krusa B'keshes Mimei Hamavu. Although there has already been a formed covenant in the bow from the days of the Mabul, the Eibishter says over there in the Pasuk, Eid kol yimei hor et zerak v'kotzir v'goymer v'kayitz v'choyr v'yem v'lay l'chulu, that as long as there is the earth, there will be the season of sowing, the season of cutting, the summer, the winter, day and night, which means the nature, chukei hateva, will always be, the Eibishter promised that they will no longer being Meshabesh, you will no longer take away from the order of the world, of the Teva. So what does it mean that the Eibishter will give you rains if you listen to the Eibishter Shemaya Tishmu. It's already in the order. The Eibishter promise is going to be in order. So that's only enough, to sufficient to sustain and energize the world. That has already been established in the order of Ishtalshus. But to bring down a new light from levels of Kalam, the service, Baruch, an additional blessing. The one who renews every day, which means there's a new creation. Nasa de Torah Mitzvah. That becomes through Torah Mitzvah. That extra, the Lavda Uli Shamra. To serve the Gan Eden and to guard the Gan Eden, which means Las is Gan Eden Vitaino Gan Shamas. That to make up the Gan Eden and the delight Neshom Shenas Al Yidei Bechinas Tzimtzum V'Hispashtus Chulu. How is this made? So like this, the Chulu, as it's going to say, through the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the order of Ishtalshulus, Yud is an Akuda, Kei is Hispashtus, Vav is Amshocha, and Kei is another Hispashtus, is going to articulate in a minute. So we bring down the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, we bring down through our work that we do. So we add additional lights for the neshamas in the Gan Eden. That comes through Oyim Shemaya, that's the Gishmeichem, that's the Aveda that he does to bring down. And everything comes through the level of Avaya, Yudke Vavke, which is Tzimtzum V'Hispashtus, Yudke, and Hamshocha V'Hispashtus, which is Vavke. The Vav is Hamshocha, and the He is all again Hispashtus. Who? Aideh ha-Torah. And this all comes through the Torah. Ki chol ha-Torah nichlula b'shem Havaya. Because the Torah is included in the name of Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'chein ha-mitzvahs, and also the mitzvahs. So he's saying this Yud Kei Vav Kei that you bring down, because the name of Hashem is in Torah, and also the mitzvahs have Yud Kei Vav Kei. We have the in the Kriya Shema, we say, there's a video, in the video over there, we say that if we violated the mitzvah, which is connected to the level of Yud, and the various different corresponding to the four punishments of Skila, Sreifa, Cherek, so you see that the letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to the punishment, to the violation of some of the mitzvahs. That means that there's various mitzvahs. Some are connected to Yud, some are connected to Kei, some are connected to Vav Kei. So which means that it all comes down, the mitzvahs comes down, those are the punishment when you violate them. But it's understood when you perform the mitzvahs, you bring down the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Tzimtzum V'Hispashtus that he's talking about, that we create in Gan Eden. So he says, V'chein ha-mitz yeshmem shemerumozim b'b'chinas Yud. There are those that are hinted in level Yud. V'yesh b'b'chinas Hey, Kenoida b'kriyish mashalamita. As we know, when they say the Shema on the bed, im pogamti beis yud, neshus kilo b'chinas yud. If you blemish let yud, the punishment is kilo yud. Umezen nilmad linyan schar, mitzvah mitzvah. From this we learn, from the punishment, you can see, the punishment is yud, the pigima. So the schar mitzvah, v'amshochas mitzvah, shebebchinas yud, that when you bring down a mitzvah, which is in the level of Yud, those mitzvahs connected to the Yud, Mamshich Ha'orach Hadoshe Mesevim Kol Ha'almim B'china Zuh, so you bring down a new shine from Sevim Kol Ha'almim in this level, in the level of Yud. V'zehu Anoichi Hashem Elikecha. And this is what it means, Anoichi will become Hashem Elikecha. Anoichi Sevim Kol Ha'almim, I, which is higher than the, will come down through Tzimtzum V'Hispashtus, through Hashem, to become Elokecha. Kolomer, Shanoichi, who Sevim Kol Ha'almim, that Anoichi, which is Sevim Kol Ha'almim, Nimshach B'Bchinas Havaya, that comes down in the level of Havaya, Liyos Elokecha Mamash, to be Elokecha. V'zehu, Ushmarti V'Goymer, Sheyasa Oysom V'Goymer, Ani Havaya. So you shall keep the mitzvah, the person should do. And the pasuk finishes off with saying, Ani Havaya. So what does it mean, Ani Havaya? Ani is Sevim Kol Ha'almim. Havaya is Tzimtzum v'ispashtus the Yud Kei Vav Kei. To make from ani havaya, that happens through shmarta mashiyas oisim, through the keeping of the mitzvahs. You make ani havaya. Last is bechinas ani liyis havaya. So you make ani to be havaya. Now, bechlal, like in everything in the world, how does it make ani havaya? So the Eibishter created in the way that for rain, we're talking equating this to rain, the rain coming down. So how do you need, you have eight yalam in orders, you have a way, cloud come up from the ground, and then it comes back down to the ground. So which means you need the sarusa de la tata in order to bring down the sarusa de la elo. You need from below our avoda to bring down that level. So how do you bring down ani havaya? Akshi avshali sam shocha kimali de halo. Cannot be a hamshocha unless you have a first ahalo. There's no drop that descends from above unless it's come up from below. You have to bring it down. That's why the Torah was given with all the noise and the brokim, because it's something the Yidden had to be mamshich that level, so it had to come from them. So it had to have the level of bittel, that level of trembling, koilus ubroko, caused by the Yidden, the level of trembling. So that was the halor from there that brought down the hamshocha. Bechinas bittel hayesh le'ayin. So they had the yesh becoming subjugated, nullification of the exist to the ayin. Veruach, I see ruach. Then that spirit brings down this spirit from above. Though it says achzeh hakoyach liyis hamshocha zubekim atoyim amitzis. But this power that we should have, this hamshocha, when we do fulfill the Torah mitzvahs, to bring down from this higher level, nitno lanu b'matan Torah, that was given to us during the giving of the Torah. Sharei akum she'esik b'Torah levish talis of an goy will study Torah. Apurapatalis ein mamshech klum. He doesn't bring down anything. It's rak yisrochu, rak yisro zochul azeh b'har sinai. We merited when it came to Har Sinai. That's where we merited to get that koyach to be able to be mamshich the Eirin Sof, the Sefer Klam, into Malklam. Hine, now he's going to explain. This is why Dafke, even though the level of Neshamas, we're going to say the level of Neshamas, they take it come from the level of Machshava, which is a higher level of the Dibur. And the Malachim, who are in the level of Dibur, cannot Mamshich the Ein Sof, but yet the Yidden themselves, the Neshamas, also couldn't get it. It has to come Davke in the Guf, when the Neshama dress up in the Guf, and then they ride on the Malachim, so to speak, on the Chayis, and then their Noisis, as we have learned in the previous Maimer, is going to explain over here too. Gam haMalachim Bikshu haTorah. The Malachim also asked for the Torah. What do they say? Torah Hoyt Chalashamayim. Give your glory in the heavens. They asked for the Torah. But it wasn't given to them. Why? The Malachim are mipnei shehei mibchinas oilam hadibur. They come from the world of Dibur, which is the three levushim of the nefesh. So you have the machshava dibur maise. The level of Dibur is the lower, is already an external part. They come from the level of Dibur, as opposed to Yidden, they come from the level of machshava on a higher level. Which is the level of Dibur is called Alma Disgalia. This is the revealed world. The revealed world, I mean, Dibur is already revealed to the other person. Machshove is all the time, because you cannot separate the person, the soul, from the Machshove, because that's why Machshove is all the time. But Dibur, which is external, so sometimes you talk and sometimes you don't talk, because it's already not connected. So that's called Alma Disgalia. Sheim Bechinas Chitzenis Akelim. They're the Chitzenis Akelim. They don't have the ability to draw down anything. Even though they have devotion of their souls, and they're subjugated to Him, blessed. It does not connect that through their Mesiras Nefesh, a bittul, they should bring down from Sevi Kolamim, like the Yidden do. They bring down from Sevi Kolam. Because by Yidden they are at the level of Machshove, which is the Pnimis Hakelim, Amudis Kasi, the inner Kel. Shemis Agdim im Ha'oiris, that they unite with the Oiris, so that the Machshove unites Mamish with the Oiris. So we see that the unity that takes place between the level of machshava with the soul is a much deeper one than what takes place between the soul and the dibur, because the soul machshava is always there, mashenkin dibur is not always there. Kinira ba'olil, as we see actually vividly, shamachshava itmidis, the thought is constant. Gam shulei birtzenot, even if the person doesn't want, you don't have to want to think; you're thinking automatically. Mashenkin b'dibur, as opposed to speech. It hinges on the person. When he wants, he speaks. When he doesn't want, he doesn't speak. Because there is a dominant, the person's mind can direct, can control his speech. He says, no, this is something I shouldn't say. So his mind can control, can dominate the speech. But when it comes to the machshove, the mind cannot dominate to remove his thought. That is one with the intellect of the person and the seichel of the person. So in the Zohar, it is a famous statement in Pasuk Yo, we say iu v'chayoi echad, iu v'garmoi echad. Hashem, the chayoi represents the level of chokhmah. That's the actual sviras. The garmoi is considered the level of machshava. Iu v'garmoi. So because you can't say iu v'derburei. The burei, his speech is not iu. It's not, doesn't unite with the Eibishter. There's no fusion over there. There's no real connection because he speaks it not. But chayoi, the machshava, that's connected very much. The pnimiyus hakelim is connected very much to the. To the level of the Chochmah. So what we want to do is basically we want to create the same thing. There's Iyu v'chayoyi, the way hua yideya hua amada, where the Eibishter unites with the Sefiris. That's one level. That's a much higher level. Then you have the unity also, which is with the level of machshava Iyu v'garmoyi, and we want the Iyu v'garmoyi to come up to the level of the Iyu v'chayoyi. We're trying to unite that even the machshava should come to the higher level. And then to the level of Sefer Kulam, which is the Iyu, which is the Gamay. So it says like this. V'nikra b'zoyhar, Iyu v'gamay chad behoin. He and his garments are one in them, which means that the Eibishter unites in the level of Machshava. That's what it's called in the Zohar. Ki hine v'chayoyi koi al v'chinas chabad ha-tzilus. When we say chayoyi, that goes on the Chochom bin Adalas of Atzilus. For although that Hashem is above and exalted and higher and raised, even from the level of Chochmah, which is in Atzilus itself, the level that's the first of the spheres, first of the midas, that's the level of Chochmah, is higher. You know, is higher. We say that the Eibishter is not even from the level of Chochmah, the highest level. Hashem is not of those measures at all, which means all of Atzilus. Yet he unites with the level of Chochmah to be him and his Chayyid Chod, who Amada, who Yedua, Chulu becomes one. So that is Iyu v'chayoyi. Iyu v'chayoyi is the Eibish that unites with the Sefiras HaChochmah, with the level of Chabad. What is Iyu v'garmoyi? That and his koyal b'chinas machshava. Shasham olu neshamas Yisroel. That is where neshamas Yisroel come up on that level. Shemis achdim bi achdus. They unite with unity with the Ein Sof, but it's still not Iyu v'chayoyi. She'ein ayichud b'tachlis k'may b'chinas chayoyi. It's not totally unity like chayoi. It's karmoi. It's still not the same level. Ach, imkein, eich zochu lekabola sorav amshochas yichud enisob baruchu mamash b'chinas sevu kolam. So how could they get from the level of sevu kolam in b'chinas anoichi mamash? How could they get anoichi mamash? So you say, so while the neshama is in the level of neshama, before it comes down to the level of guf, we don't have something raising the guf to the higher level. It is also limited. It's limited to the level of Iyu v'garmoyi, but it's not the Iyu v'chayoyi. You don't get the level of Ein Sof. Ela shehu al yedei slapshus Hanashama beguf and nefesh achiyunis daikum. Specifically, when the soul dresses up in the body and the vitalizing soul. Kirida zu tzeirich aliyas he, because this descent is for the purpose of elevation. So the soul comes down into this purpose in this world to elevate it, that it should go higher than machshava. Liyas oyla mibchinas garmoy libchinas chayoy, to go from garmoy to chayoy. And that happens through the nefesh abahamis, that happens in nefesh achiyunis. Woods tzeirish comes from Toyu, is from the high lifnei melachim 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 melachim. For inyan, kishoyrish nefesh abahamis is mebchinas pnei ariya pnei shoyr shib merkova, noisteis hakise. That comes from the level of ariya shoyr, the merkova that raised the kise, mebchinas, veilah melachim asher molchu, veheretz ed nefnei melachim 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 Yisrael. From the level of the kings in Edom, as we learned, same as the repetition of the last Maimer, that because they come from the level of Toyu, which is Lifnoi Meloch Melech Yisrael, before there was a king for Eden, but they fell into, it's a level of Shviras HaKelim, they fell. But Lochach, because they have that higher source, Yesh Lamakoy Chazeh, they have this power, to take the level of the Adam which is on top of the chair, to bring him up to the level of the Adam. Say by example, just like the food that feeds, that vitalizes the person. Even though the person is a level, is a speaking person, so the question becomes, how could you have food which is level of tzemeach, chai? How could they feed a person which is in a higher level from them? The answer is because of the spark that they have from a higher level, which is what energizes the person. And the person is on a higher level than the living, than livestock and the growing thing. But the root of the food is greater than the person. He says, at the end, and the first you have formed me. So a yid, a person, is both. Is the end and is the beginning. Our sages tell us, Ochor lemas sabreshis. He's, where is the Ochar? He's the back of the creation. Literally, it means, what does it mean, the back of the creation? Because the whole world was created beginning. And the man was created the sixth day before he was created the last. But also conceptually means that it's created last. It means that the spark that energizes the daimon, the tzchai, the medaber, the tzemech, and the balchai, comes from a higher level. That's why the person is talking from a lower level, because he's ocher lemaisibresh. He's behind them as far as their spark goes. That spark has the ability to vitalize, to give chayis to the person. That same thing is by way of example. There is the power in the holy chayis, lahalis b'chinas odom shala kise, to elevate the odom which is on the kise. V'chein al derech zeh, Ha'aves hein hein ha-merkava. Also, the aves which are the merkava, shehei magbim u'memailim, they raise and they elevate the bechinas vav ktsoves the atzilus, the four corners of atzilus, bechinas odom. So, because we say the vav ktsoves atzilus with level of odom, right, left, front, back, up, and bottom, those are the six spheres also, which are the vav ktsoves of Adam, Shuhuzo, which is the level of Zo. Zeir Ampin is the six meters. Zo and Malchus. Zo is six. Sheyesh boy Tes Sviris. Before also that Shuhuzo, that in the level of Zo, without Malchus, Malchus is the ninth. So the level of Zo has in itself the ninth Sviris. In level, I mean, it's the six spheres, but the six spheres have in themselves nine. Each one of those nine has itself another nine. Sheyesh b'tes spheres, there's 9 spheres in Zoh. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the 10th. The test, pomim test, 9 times 9, Hare Pe Aleph is 81. The Gimel Pomim Pe Aleph, and 3 times Pe Aleph, Hurej Mem Gimel. The Gimel Pomim, you have the Pnimius, Chitzonius, and Emtsa. Pnimius, Chitzon, Emtsa. And we have this also, this Cheshm, another place in Torah, somewhere the Altar wrote it down. Because you have inner, inside, middle, and outside. That's the 3. Hu Reish Mem Gimel is 243. Vimhei Chasodim together Chasodim Ramach. So basically, there is the Cheshbon that comes out, the 248 mitzvahs, as they are, they're considered Odom. That's considered the Odom. That's the 248 limbs that a person has, which is the mitzvah, which is only in Zoh. But the bottom line is, that is to elevate. That's why it's called Odom. Odom is what? It's 248 limbs. The 248 limbs basically matches up with Zoh through the Cheshbon of 9 times 9 times 3 with the Hei Chasodim, which equals the 248 limbs, which is an Odom, which is the level of Zoh. That's why it has Ramach, that's the level of Zoh. And then you elevate it. V'alo azu, he bechinas l'cha abaya gdulu v'agvura. And that ends up to being to you, Hashem, the gdulu v'agvura, which is, what is gdulu v'agvura? That's the Zoh. Gdulu, this is chesed, gvura, and etc. It's l'cha Hashem, gdulu v'agvura. But tiferes v'anetzo v'ahoid, those are the spheres as their bottle to the Ein Sof. So they take, that means they take the Zoh, the hainu, mebchinas odom, they take it to the level of loyod. Well, Derech Zeh says the princes, Gamke Amidus Atzilus, Hein Bechinas Merkovo, Legabe Chochmo Bina. So they are called, the Midas of Atzilus are called a Merkovo relative to Chochmo Bina. Benikro Merkavto Ilo. So here we're talking about the Merkovo, the way it's below Atzilus, and they raise it up into Atzilus, into the level of Chai, into the level of Midas. But over there, there's another level, there's a level of Merkava of in Atzilus itself, which is a level of Sviris, a level of Merkava. It's a Merkava to the Chochmah Bina within Atzilus itself. And then, once they raise it, again, to the level of Zoh, then they get from the level Ein Sof, because then they get from the Iyu V'chayoyi to come down into the level of Zoh. Let's see. V'inyan hu, ki Zoh ba'atika achid v'tolit. So he says, go to Zoh. Because Zoh is united and hinges on Atik, on Keser, on the Sof of Kulam. Ki agam shabat silus. Aveim hen gvoim b'yeser mizoh. So here all of a sudden it comes out that they're going to raise them to which level? To the level of Midas. Here we're trying to reach them to the level of higher than Chochmah, or we're trying to level to the Ein Sof, to the level of Ihu, to even the level of Ivachayoi, take him up. But we're saying that we're raising them where? To the level of Zoh. So he says, raising the level of Zoh is actually raising it to the level of Sevuklam, to the level of Atik. Why? Because even though Abayim Agvoyim in Atzilus Abayim Agvoyim B'Yeser Mizoh, Mekomokoy, but nevertheless, B'Shorsham Hamidus Gvoyim B'Yeser. In the root, the Midas are higher than even the Chochmah Bina of Atzilus itself. Ukenida B'Chush, as we see, Shabayim Yeser Chazoka B'Tava Min Odom. You see, an animal naturally is stronger than a human being. Shehu Baal Seichel. So the difference between an animal and a human is an intellect, and an animal is midos, is emotions. So you see that emotions are stronger than just the intellect. Because emotions have more power than does the intellect. So So that's why the midas have more strength to go up higher because they have more koyach. Hagam sheizavus hamidas u'min haseichel, even though the creation of midas is from the intellect. So what are we saying that this midas is higher? But the whole mida is formed from the seichel. How could it be formed? Mekom okay. It has a greater power once it's created. Abba and Ema, they're included in their mazel. But Zo hinges and is united with Atik. Ubatika lay smaller. Over there, there is no right or left. That's why it says it's not a person, because it doesn't have the six ktsavis. It doesn't have all the 248 as we calculated before, which comes from the right and left and all the different level. Kibchinas Odom in level of Odom Achash and Emshubabkinas Kabin. So you have Chochmo Binodas, Chochmo, then you have Chesed. Gvurit Ferdinand Yavnetzach, Chachan, Chulu, that's right, left, Chochma, Bina, Das, so the Ches, and then so that's one line, is Chachan. Then you have Beis, which is from the Bina, and then Gimel, and Hoyt. So Chulu, Kisei the Ishtal Shulus, because according to the order of the Ishtal Shulus, Hinan Hogi, Gamki, Kisei the Ishtal Shulus. So then the context is also in Ishtal Shulus, Mischalkus, Amadregis. Then there is divide different levels. Im chosid is chasid. Over there with a chosid, you have to give chesed, which means everything is calculated according to the measure. Logically, there is a cheshbon. K'moish chiv chachmosid. That is the way Hashem's wisdom has dictated, so that it should be that way. That's memalekulam. That's cheshbon. Abu Batika lay smaller. She ain't shom mischalkus amadregas chlal. There's no difference of the levels. Lachain ain't shom shinuim chlal. Therefore, there's no change. Vezeu shomer leShmuel. Shmuel v'gam netzach Yisro lo yishakrav lo yinochem. So he says that the netzach Yisroel will not lie, will not change. Why? The Shaul bikesh. Shaul asked from him that he should give back the kingdom to Shaul. Basically, Shmuel, and Shmuel answered, Shmacha shekvar nitna ledavid, I efshe lehavir amlucha mimenu. We cannot take it away from him. Kemalchus David niklucha mimokim elgin, because the kingdom of David comes from a higher place. Shehi b'chinas kiloy odom hu. That's the level of love that comes from the level of sevukulam. From level of Atik, less smaller by Atika. But like a Malchus Shaul, so it's not, the kingdom of David doesn't come because of Tzidkes, doesn't come because of righteousness, it's not a calculated Nisius. It's not a Melech that he gets it because it's a non-logical, it's a level from higher than logic, a level from less smaller by Atika, where there's no differences, there's no Chilukim over there. But like a Malchus Shaul, Shenilchem Bechines Odom. That's level of Lodom. Dahainu, that means Ishtausl. Dahainu machmas sheshol hoye nivchar mibnei tzidkosei. He was chosen because of his righteousness. Ukshechoto haviru mena mlucha. And when he sinned, they removed the mlucha. Abo bebechinas David einu kei. Ukamayim razal. As our sages tell us. Shol ba'achas ba'osolot. Which means Shaul made an error in one situation, but then it was forgiven for him. David did twice, and loyal. Shaul lost because he did one avera, so then he lost it all. He lost it, but Mashenkin, David didn't lose it the Melucha, even though B'shtayim he did two sins. There's all the discussion, the Gemara, what Shaul did, because Shaul did more than one thing, Nevira Koinim, but that's a whole other discussion. But because Malchus David Nilkecha Shavav also David Shtaim, but also in other words, it didn't cost him. Peter Shebchinas Amalchus David Nilkecha Mebchinas Kein Ki Loyodom. It took from the level of Loyodom, But the blemish didn't reach. So the fact that he made the mistake, he can still continue to king. David, and the end, which is level of Malchus, the lowest of Sefirah, is tied to the beginning, meaning higher than Atzilus, in the level of Atik, Loyodom, Ve'ena, Ve'gedar, Ve'chinas Odom. Ke'chinas Odom, the level of Odom, Lefiderech, Ve'seder, Shtalshus. Me'chokhma ulumato. Over there, it goes from Chokhma below, it's a Shtals, Nimshcha, Shpoa, Leferech, HaMadrega. Over there, the flow goes according to the level of the Madrega. That's according to the act of the ones below. But smaller by Atik. Over there, there is no smoil in Atik. Because that is raised from higher than days of the world. Rom Venisa, which is above world, not in Yemei Soilom. Roma Karni Bahavaya. She says, Roma Karni, my horn was raised in Havaya. She David Shenimshach Bekeren, who beginas Roma. If he would, since he was the Keren, which is the level of higher, he's the level of Roma. Shaken Shol Shenimshach Bepach. He was the Bach, who beginas Adam. She Yeshom Shenuyim. Over there, there is changes. Kemesha Kosuf. Vayinach Hashem Al Roa. Hashem changed. Hashem, he made him a king. And then, because it's in the Cheshbon. And once he made a mistake, then he's no longer king. Abu b'chinas Roma, shu b'chinas Atika, but in level Roma, which is Atik, shom ki lo odom chulu. Lochein David melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. That's what melech chai v'kayim. Zehu, tachlis kol avayderis, seinu avayoveis, heinem merkova. This is our service and our fathers, forefathers, who are the merkova. Lahalis m'b'chinas odom, l'b'chinas ki lo odom, to elevate from level of odom, level of chulu, l'hamshich m'b'chinas ki lo odom, we're all learning over here that Matan Torah gave us some special abilities to bring down the Ein Sof into the world. And this is what the idea of the Merkava, of the Chayis, Noisis, they raise it into a higher level from the level of Odom. Noisis, Odom, the Allah Kid Mus, Akid Mus, Kimara Odom. They take the level of Zod, they take the level of Tzilus, bring it up to the level of Kiloy Odom, to the higher level. And this was also the Avodah of the Ovis, when we say they were Amerkova, is to raise, they were bottled, they were raising and carrying it into a higher level, the Avodah. The difference between the holy animals, the angels that are in the Merkava, Ubein HaOvis, and between the forefathers, Sheheim Heim HaMerkava, which they are the Merkava. What's the difference? Shebechayis, when we talk about the Chayis, Agam Shetom, Idmar Ishimu B'Telim, Loirein Sof Baruch Hu, even though that they're constantly making noise and subjugating to the blessed light of the Ein Sof, Umamshichim Mishom, and they draw down from there. It's only enough to sustain and vitalize the world. It's going to bring out over here, there's two types of yichudim. There's one yichud, which is just to continue what is already here. Even though he said before, everything was created of chadchila with a measure. But then there needs to be a yichud. There needs to be this connection that the Ein Sof should continuously bring down the flow. That's the yichud of what the Malachim accomplish. The Merkava, that the Ovis are, they bring in a new yichud. He's going to say there's two yichud. Yichud Aveim, when we talk about creation, there's either creating the chitzonius, that is the external. The external part is what's already here, but just to add and continue which is already here. Then there's what's called the Panemius, which is the new creation of new energy and the new Hamshacha from the Ein Sof. So the Malachim create only a sufficient to sustain and energize the world. But when we say the Avos Merkava, Over there it's elevated and brings down from a higher level, that is to renew souls, to bring down new souls. As it is known, that there is two types of intimacy or of unions of Aveim, the father and the mother, Chochma Ubina, or in this case, the Shem Yichud Kutsha Brichu Shchintay. This two, this Chitzoinim, there is the external. The external means, as quoting here, Zivugayu Tadir. It's a constant unity, there's a constant Zivug. Terein, Rein, Deloim is Parshin. There's like two friends that never separates. So the father and the mother, they're always there, they're always together, always united. There's a yichud. Shuhu l'kiyum ha'ilumis. That is to sustain the worlds. The malachim, that's the hamshochet, the malachim bring to continuously sustain the world. Mash'ein ken l'chadish ha'nishomis, as opposed to renew souls. Shuhu zivuk p'nimi. That's an inner intimacy. This comes through the neshamas atzadikim. This is through the merkava, like Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. So vehine b'toira atzma, in Torah itself, there's also the two levels of halav amshocha. Just like we were speaking about before, the Ovis are the Merkava, and we said that through that we're Mamshich, and by Kabbalah Satoira we were Mamshich to bring this down in Torah. So in Torah we also have some mitzvahs Shehem Bechinas Ha'alois, those are elevations, V'yesh Mehem Bechinas Hamshochas, and there is those that draw down, some raise us and some bring down. So like for example, Kitzidoka Tereimim Goy. Tzedakah raises the nation. When you give tzedakah, and mostly when you talk about gashmis, the mitzvahs that you do, you're mostly raising them up. That's the halor. B'mchina seroma, in the level of raising. V'hainu, al gidei ki tzedakah humalubish b'gashmis, through tzedakah, which is dressed up in physical, kesev v'zohav, silver and gold, shetachas m'shalos nega, which is under the dominance, on the control of Noiga, v'hein b'china shenoflu b'shvidus akelim lifnei melach melach, and they are from the level that came down from the breaking of the vessels lifnei melach melach, before there was a king, which means they're higher than tikkun, higher than atzilus. They have the kesev v'zov, having themselves that special energy and light from a higher, from the level of toyu v'lochein yeshlem koyach zeh. That's why they have that power, lehalois, to elevate, ul'oirir hamshoch al yoyna, and then to bring, to arouse a extend from a supreme, to extend hagavoy v'ramayid, which is very high and very raised. V'chein al derech zeh kol ha-mitzvus ma'asiyus. Same thing is with all physical mitzvahs. She'im basir gashmis. They are in physical doing. Yes, mehem b'chinas halor. So there are some of them that are on the level of elevation. So not in within physical mitzvahs itself. There are some that you elevate kimoi, trumeis umaisris. So this mitzvah elevates the physical. But yes, mehem b'chinas hamshochas. There are some mitzvahs that are hamshochas kimoi, tzitzis utfilin the shofar. They bring down. So through these mitzvahs, both Halos and Hamshoches, you arouse b'chinas on Noichi Mamesh, the level from I on Noichi Hashem Elokecha, because this is Matan Torah, which is given the level of Anoichi b'chinas ki loy Adam, the level of loy Adam chulu hu lahamshich mishom le b'chinas Adam, to bring it down into the level of Adam, into the level of Tikkun, the level of Tzir, the level of Kavin, as we learned before, v'akoyach hazeh nitn liyisro b'kabalas haTorah. And that was given to the Yidden when they received the Torah. Two ways to do that. Through a physical way. Hein b'b'chinas chitzonius. both in a external way to bring it down, is Aidei Maisa Mitzvahs Lahalus Ulhamshech. Through the Maisa Mitzvahs, as we said before, to elevate and to draw down, that's the way to be Ma'ir at the level of Anoichi. And also, Vehem Beruchnis, but also on a spiritual level, Aidei Mitzvahs Nefesh Bekriyashma Be'echod, through self sacrifice by Kriyashma, when we say Echod, Liyas Gilui. That there should be a revelation of godliness and the blessedness of Mamash. So all that opportunity came down in receiving of the Torah. A goy cannot extend even one instance. Mesiris Nefesh. I'm not sure what he's saying. I mean, even if he has a Mesiris Nefesh, he's not, or he cannot even have Mesiris Nefesh for a rega. He says, "Eina yochel lahamshich." Said Yaakov, "Eina yochel lahamshich." He cannot draw down. Should say even if he has a lot of Mesiris Nefesh, but I feel the rega Mesiris Nefesh. The lotion here is not. I'm not so clear. But in any event, the point here is that a goy cannot be mamshich anything. Only a yid can be mamshich. Not the Maisis Mitzvahs, and also not through spiritual, through his Mitzvahs Nefesh, nothing is going to happen. This is what it says, that they were said together, Zohar v'shomer. What's the point from the first and the second set of Sadibras? Zohar is said l'duchoy, and v'shomer l'nukva. That's masculine, and that's feminine. Pirush, loshen shomer. So what is shomer? Hum loshen v'aviv. Shomer es adover. Shomer means that the same language which says that Yaakov, his father, guarded this matter. He was waiting. Shehu inyan toicheles mimushocha. This is a hope, a continuous and extended hope. Somebody's yearning, expecting something. That's what means shomer es adover, that you're waiting for something. Shomer is shomer waiting. Sheine hamakabel tomid elamashpia. That is the eyes of the recipient. Why is it feminine? Because you're looking for, because the woman, the feminine, is considered the recipient, and the recipient is always looking forward, tamid al mashpia, to the one who gives the flow. Kemoi, just like Shahani, miyachel umetzapel lebal habayis, as the poor person hopes and looks out for the master, mosa yitan liyodim uma. When is the master going to give something in his hand? Kach einenu nisues liyeshuas Hashem. So we are einenu nisues liyeshuas Hashem. So our eyes are also looking out for Hashem's salvation. We're looking to Hashem. Li is gilel lekuz ba'olam, to be a revelation of God to the world. Kamo sheyir laosid lovei, as it will be in the future. Kazai ayin ba'ayin yiru. And then they'll see eye to eye. V'ro kol basar, and all flesh will see. So, that's the idea again of Zohar is the Hamshocha, Shomer is the Halah. But this is from the higher place, from the Evisov. V'zohu ke'enei avodim al yad adinayim. We say in the Tillim, like the eyes of the servants to the hands of their masters. Ke'enei shivcha, and like the eyes of the maidservants al yad givirta to her mistress, to her boss. Ke'enei neinu al Hashem. So we look to Hashem from the Tillim. We say in the Davening. Pirush. Avodim, it says like the eyes of the slaves. Who are the Hebrew slaves? Hey matat v'sandal. Those are known as the matatrin. And sal matatrin is chanoich who came up with the heavens. In the Kabbalah we have, these are servants of Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol discussed with them. They were different. So they are in Yitzira and Asiya. So v'shivcha, that's Yitzira Asiya. So Kein Avodim, that's Yitzira and Sabbataz and Yitzira Siyah. V'shivcha, Hibriyah, Briya. V'kemoy shei mitzapim v'myachim v'gilu oir ha'atzilus. Just as they look forward and they're hoping for the revelation of the oir ha'atzilus shet shukosom g'doylo ma'oid, because their desire is very great. Mach shei makirin remi sein sov she'emrim kodesh u'baruch. Kach, Einenu nishomes Yisrael. So our eyes, the souls of Israel, Afa pishol machshav al yoina, although that our some Israel they went up in Hashem's thought, einenu nesulois, but we are not satisfied. So we're not happy with the level of machshava where we come. The iu v'gar moyichad, as we spoke about earlier. Einenu nesulois miachlis legabi atzmus seiris sof baruch. We want the essence of the sof. We want the level b'chinas ki lo yadum ho. She yumshach mesham el chodesh v'gilu apnimis, that should be a new light revealing the inner. Now, as said earlier, Shaydei Halo Asman, through the elevation of the Mayim Nukvin Neshomas of Tzadikim, of the Neshomas of Tzadikim, Nimshech Yichud Pnimi Davo. That brings down a inner Yichud of Aveim, not the Chitzonius, a new Lechadish Neshomas. Mashaykin Adei Alos Mada Malachim. Bezeu Ke'ene Avodim. And this is just like that. They are lost man shalahem. Through their lost man, mamshichim, mayim, duchurim, likim, v'chayi, soilum, k'seidei shtalshus. They bring down the masculine waters just to sustain the order of shtalshus. V'neim nesuiz loir v'amshocha zu. So just like they are one, this amshocha, k'neinenu nesuna yisrael Hashem elokeinu. But we want higher, we want liyis hamshocha chodesh milamayla meseder shtalshulus chulu. We want it from a higher instead of shtalshus. Upirush b'dibur echad nemru ayin lakamon. What does it mean? They were said all together. Look later on. Avay mashikosu gabu cholam roim chulu v'askol hashefer chulu. And this basically, this is the mimer that explained the mimer of Zocher, second mimer Zocher Mishabas Lekachi Ahemshech, and went through a lot of the details. And further, it's actually going to be continued in the next mimer in Lahavin Biyur Inyan Ha'avos.